Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day, and thank you for a new day where we go to Psalm 119 again, Lord, and we see the word, the emphasis on the word in every verse here, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are the word made flesh. And thank you now as our Lord and Savior, big brother, the vine that we are planting into. We can draw much out of this, Father God, to strengthen us and encourage us so as to be strong in you, and then also to shine as a light out there in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Psalm 119 from verse 65 to 72 from the Amplified. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your promise. Teach me good judgment, discernment, and knowledge, for I have believed and trusted and relied on your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep and honor your word with loving obedience. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with all my heart. Their heart is insensitive like fat. Their minds are dull and brutal. But I delight in your law. It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law from your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
Hallelujah. This has just so stirred me up, you know, realizing this is all about the Word, and then the Word became flesh as our Lord and our Savior. And then the Word that became flesh, Jesus Christ, said himself, as the Father sent me, so I sent you. The works that I do, you shall also do. So it's just so beautiful, just knowing, you know, in us, our afflictions were that we didn't know this, and then we were going, just being pushed deeper down into the mud by the powers and the principalities of darkness and the evil around us. But praise God, we came to this living God, and he has got the name above every name, and in him we find our name, as Jesus says himself in that. Don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And this is what we find when we stay in tune with God, when we understand that he is the head and we the body, he's the vine and we the branches, and we delight in his word, and his word abides in us, and we desire nothing less and no more than walking in the footsteps of Jesus, than in fellowship with him, becoming everything God has made us to be. And I love you, in the middle of the psalmist, it says that we perceive that God is good and he works good, and therefore we desire his good precepts, his good promises. So the beauty is that we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth, and somewhere along the line we were called out of darkness into his marvelous light, into our predestination, into the good works that are laid out for us. And this is what we are walking in on a day-to-day basis. And what no eye has seen or ear has heard, we are waking up to, so that we can be that unique fragrance that God, where he goes on to say, what no eye has seen or ear has heard, God has prepared for those that love him. And he reveals it to us by the Spirit. So we, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, we are fulfilling the unique destiny that is laid up there for us. And that's so beautiful. And then right in the end, just to see that this unique destiny, what no eye has seen or ear has heard, is more precious than silver and gold. So this is where true value lies. And that's why the word says as well, when we, our faith that gets tested and it comes out as pure gold is more precious than silver and gold. Amen. So stay with the Lord, develop on schedule. He's a God that started a wonderful work, and he will take you through in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.